20 years is hard, period. 20 years 20 is hard years. In any relationship. Oh, yeah. Much less living in the White House, much less the stress and the pressures that you both have on you, and raising children, well-adjusted children, I might add. I mean, that's got to be... It's quite a feat to live in the White House and make it 20. Well, you weren't there for 20 years, but that's right. That's amazing.
Right. You know, what you learn in any relationship, compromise. And if you really like the person that you're married to, which is stars, that's why I say love at first sight. That stuff is good for a second, but you really have to like and respect the person.
Yeah.
Because that gets you through the ups and downs. And in fact, living in the White House has brought us all closer together because, you know, when you're in such a pressure cooker, you really, you know, all the small stuff is meaningless. So we've become much closer as a couple and as a family through it all. So.
Well, that's the true test, isn't it? Now, does he pick up his socks?
Does he pick up his socks?
That's the question.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't pick up his socks.
He's not good. Now, you know, he thinks he's neat. But he has people who help him, you know, and I'm like, it's not you that's neat. It's the people who are,
right.
the people who pick up your socks, right. Those are the neat people.
So he's not like that kind of anal, neat, put things, hang things in a certain order.
No, he likes it neat, but...
But he doesn't do
it. You know, when we in Chicago, his idea of putting his suit away was hanging it on the edge of the door. So he would just have jackets on the edges of the door.
Uh-huh.
It's like there's a hanger.
Yeah.
You know? But no, he doesn't get
me. You can't do everything right.
You
got to have some flaws. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about your new campaign and all kinds of things, keeping people moving. We'll be right back.